Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I am praising the Lord for His faithfulness, for His goodness. And in behalf of those of you who are really struggling right now, I pray daily for UCM partners and for my spiritual family. Some of you have never written, but I do urge you and encourage you, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, please obey Him, because He's got a reason for doing that. There may be a word, or undoubtedly there is a word that God wants you to receive through the personal ministry of correspondence, which I've enjoyed working in with Brother Glass. Well, the ministry started in 1965. I came to the ministry in 1973. We were married in 1980. And since that time, well, Brother Glass, he got to go to heaven. He's with the Lord now since 1997, but I've carried on and love the ministry and the calling to unveil Christ to the world, who He is, and to unveil Christ in the hearts and lives of believers. Praise God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, I've been sharing on a message looking at Psalm 143, what you should do when hope seems gone. And there are times in our Christian life it seems like we don't have any hope. We feel like we're at the very end of our rope. But that's just subjective. It appears that way. We feel that way. But beloved, there are greater truths, greater realities than the feelings we have. And the Lord has, you know, and I'm a very emotional person. I respond emotionally. I'm reactive. And the Lord's been really speaking to my heart that's an area, not only for myself, but for others, that the enemy really trips us up. And we have to be willing to lift our soul to God. What does that mean? That in the area of the soul, our will, our emotions, we lift it up to God. That's what David did. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, that our emotional nature can conform and be embraced by the Word of God, the will of God, that our spirit man, where the Holy Spirit dwells, will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. We will know what God wants us to do. We will respond. We will react in a way, in spite of our circumstances, in spite of how we're feeling, that we will praise God. I shall yet praise Him for the help of my countenance, help of His countenance. That's what David said. He is our God. And so He'll do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons. And that's why God gave us all those beautiful psalms, so we can relate on an emotional level. David, he bars no holds. He's just sharing from how he really feels. But in all those psalms, no matter how miserable he expresses himself, it's like this: I'm in such a terrible state. He knows. He always ends with a note of faith and triumph that God will hear and will undertake. So we've been looking at Psalm 143, and it's one of the seven penitential psalms. In other words, the psalmist is lamenting, confessing sin. But not only that, he's appealing for mercy, and he's longing for the blessings of days past, as is expressed in verse 5 and 6 in Psalm 143. And finally, in verses 7 through 12, he's praying for deliverance, praying for direction, guidance, vindication. He's just casting all his hope upon the Lord. And so on yesterday's broadcast, verses 1 and 2, he's in prayer. And if at any point you miss a broadcast, just go to unveilchrist.org. You can rehear or listen to any broadcast at a time convenient for you. I know this tends to be a little late for a lot of the folks. Me too, actually. I'm in bed when this airs. But in verses 1 and 2, David is in dire need. And he realizes he can't pressure God into helping him on the basis of his own merits. But he relies on God's faithfulness, on God's God's righteousness. He's appealing to God's mercy rather than judgment. And let's go on now in verse 3 and 4, and he describes a little bit in greater detail, although it's still in very general terms, which is important because the Holy Spirit wants us to relate to David's situation. He's speaking in very strong terms, but it's just in general describing his predicament. Let me read it for you now. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground, and he hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, and my heart within me is desolate. Have you ever felt that way? David said in another place, he said, when my spirit is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Some of you may be feeling that way tonight, but the Lord is saying, flee to the rock. The rock, Christ Jesus, it's solid ground. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He brought me up out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He wants to do that for you tonight if you'll respond and say yes to the Lord by faith. Lord, I'm so discouraged. I'm so depressed. But Lord, only you can lift me up. The words God gives me to speak are nothing, but it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the very word of God that will quicken you and strengthen you if you receive it. All hope is not lost. Your situation isn't impossible. God will make a way for you. So David is speaking in very strong terms. He's apparently the victim of ruthless persecution. And some of you may have loved ones, you may have co-workers, you may have neighbors, people who are around you, that you, whatever you're going through right now, they're being actively used of the enemy to tear you down, to make you feel terrible. Or, beloved, there may not be a human agency that's coming against you, but you're dealing with discouragement, depression, oppression, and, beloved, the enemy of your soul, Satan, and his cohorts, his demons, you are ruthlessly persecuting you. And David at one point said, why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? So it doesn't matter where you're at, whether the enemy, and the word does say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. So even if it is a human agency, a spouse, a child, a loved one, a family member, someone in your, it shouldn't be, but sometimes even in your church family, it shouldn't be that way, but sometimes, unfortunately, it is, because they don't know what they're doing. They're walking in carnality. They're walking in a way that is not pleasing to the Lord. But the important thing, beloved, is, and somebody out there is in that situation. The important thing is, you need to do what David does in this psalm, commit them to the Lord, and the important thing is that you will walk in a way that's pleasing to the Lord, because if you don't, the Lord's going to turn his attention off the one who's acting so horribly and turn it on you, that you'll get your heart and your actions and your attitude right before the Lord. He has ways of doing that, and I speak from experience. So, going back to David, he has varied allusions to death. In verse 3, what does he say? For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He's smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I felt that way at times. I felt as anointed as a gopher. You know, I know his anointing remains within us, but there are times, let me tell you, and I'd have to make broadcasts, you know, that that was not good. But then at that time, God took over, and it was his anointing and not where I was at subjectively. But I have learned, one thing I have learned, regardless of how I felt when I needed to make broadcasts, and regardless of whatever the battle was I was going through years ago, and we regularly had service in the San Francisco Bay Area, I did learn. I might be crying. I know there were times Brother Glass was so ill. I drive into International Faith Center in Oakland, where we shared facilities, and my heart would be broken, but I would trust God, and I would just yield myself to the Lord, and God would move wonderfully in the services, because it wasn't me, it was him. and I've learned to give him the glory. Beloved, there's nothing in me. If you get anything from these broadcasts, it's because of the power of the Spirit of God. So going back to David, he was emphasizing the devastating effect that what he was going through was having upon his life. And I know there are some of you right now, you're really in great pain. But God is, he's the answer. David felt like he was standing in death's shadow. Some of you might physically be feeling that way, but spiritually, I tell you what, you know, sometimes the spirit of a man can sustain his physical illness and the trials his body's going through, but if his spirit is broken and in a terrible place, who, you know, what do we have then? So, beloved, David might have been standing in death's shadow. He was already weakened, without vitality, and he was just like one of those helpless ghosts imprisoned in Sheol, as he spoke of it. That was, you know, in the Old Covenant. But this harrowing experience has left him dazed with despair. You might feel despair right now, just as David did. But he cried out to God. And you know what? There is an answer. There is a way out. And we're going to be looking at how his hope was again returned to the Lord. And we're going to do that. But that's on tomorrow's broadcast. But I'm not going to leave you there. If you're in that situation right now, first of all, I do encourage you. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. You can email or write. I might respond briefly by email, but my ministry is through the Ministry of Correspondence. Many people, they've got folders of years of letters that I've sent. All glory to Jesus. So if you need the support of agreeing prayer, you note down that contact information. But let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, there are those who feel as David right now. They're close to death. They feel that way. Lord, they're not. But Lord, that's how our emotions, how we feel at times. And we call out to you as David did. Lord, you are our help in the time of trouble. Lord, in thy sight, no man living shall be justified. But we call upon the precious blood of Jesus, the efficacy of the Holy Spirit who resides within us, that you will move, you will restore hope and faith. And Lord, they will see a light at the end of the tunnel, and they'll be encouraged, and you will give them the strength they need right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, beloved, I love you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,